开始分享以前，做个祷告啊。
Before I share, we would like to pray.
阿爸天父，我们赞美感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you and we praise you.
因着你的恩典，我们可以在这里来聚集。
Because of your grace, we can be here to gather together.
主耶稣的宝血真的是再次的洁净覆庇我们。
And through the precious blood of Jesus, once again cleanses us.
使我们能够真的手洁心清的来登你的圣山，到你的居所。
It cleanses us and covers us so that we can come to you clean hearts and clean hands to come and worship you at your mountain.
圣灵，请你真的是。运行在我们的中间。
Holy Spirit, may you come among us right now.
开我们的眼睛，开我们的心。
Open up our eyes and open up our hearts.
使我们真的是能更多的明白你的话语和旨意。
So that we can truly understand your word and your will.
使我们也真的是全心的让自己来献给你。
So that we can come before you and truly sacrifice ourselves to you.
谢谢主，我们把以下的时间仰望交托在恩主的手中。
Thank you, Lord, and we give the rest of this time in the hands of God.
求你真的是亲自的恩膏祝福。
And we ask you to anoint and to bless.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我呀，有一阵子没有到弟兄姐妹中间来了。
I haven't been here in a while.
什么？还有没有弟兄姐妹记得我上次分享的是什么？
Does anyone remember what I shared last time I came here?
记得了。我上次分享的是那个上行诗啊，在那个。
Yeah, last time I shared about the ascents.
那个弟兄姐妹知不知道上行诗一共有多少篇？
Do you guys remember how many psalms were there for the ascents?
15. 十五篇啊，是从诗篇120篇到134篇。
So it was from Psalms 120 to 134.
那上行诗呢？在诗篇里面啊，它是上行诗是当以色列人他们每一年男丁每一年都要上有三个节期的时候，要上耶路撒冷去朝见神啊。
So every year the Israelites, especially the male, need to go to Jerusalem.To visit during the three special holidays.
Yeah. 知道哪三个节期吗？
Do you know what those three holidays are? Passover. Feast of Tabernacle.
五旬节。 五旬节祝
节 and the
节啊。那么他们从各地各方就是往耶路撒冷去。
So they come from different places to come to Jerusalem.
然后他们就越聚越多，越聚越多。那么一起呢，就是一面走一面唱这些诗歌啊。
So as they walked, more and more people joined the crowd to walk towards Jerusalem, and then they would sing these songs.
那上行诗呢？也叫做进阶诗啊，进阶之诗。
So the ascent is also known as 进阶。
Steps.
Okay, steps. Song of the steps.
因为从外面进到圣殿的外院的时候，有七节楼梯。
Because from the outside to go to the outer court, there are seven steps.
然后呢，从外院进到内院的时候有八节楼梯。
And from the outer court to the inner court, there were eight steps.
那些祭司呢，他们就是每进一个楼梯的时候就唱一首诗，就是这样，一共唱十五首啊。
So each step they take, they will sing one of the song of the ascents, so that there are total of 15 songs.
就站在那里唱完再进一节。
大概是不会吧。然后呢，还有呢，就是当以色列人回归的时候啊，他们被掳去了70年，然后回归耶路撒冷的时候，他们在路上也唱这些诗。
So after 70 years of being captive, and then the Israelites came back, they on their way back, they also sang these songs.
Yeah.那么所以这些诗呢，一方面是就是说，以色列人他们在这个三个情形里面会唱啊。
So on one hand, not only do the Israelites sing these song of ascents during the three special holidays.
那么一方面呢，这也是真的就是描述我们基督徒信主以后的灵命的成长。
On the other hand, it really describes Christians' lives spiritual journey.
因为我们信主以后呢，就是要一步一步的灵命要长大，一步一步的要更要亲近神。
After we become Christians, we need to grow spiritually step by step, and we need to come close to God.Closer to God each and every day.
所以这十五首诗呢，也是就是一个基督徒灵命成长的一个过程，一个描述啊。
So these 15 psalms or songs of the ascents describe the journey of a Christian.
那么我们上次分享了第一首诗是诗篇120篇啊。那第120篇的主题是什么呢？大家记不记得
？So last time we shared Psalm 120. That was the first song of ascent. Song of ascent. Do you guys remember the title of it?
觉醒。
对对对对，第一首呢，是我们要有一个觉醒，是不是？我们信了主以后，不是就事情就完了啊。
So the first title for the song of the ascents is awakening.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 神在第一首诗里面，神就是讲了三个不同的情形啊，来唤醒我们的灵命啊。
And so in the first song of ascent, God talks about three things, that will awaken our spiritual life.
一种呢，就是在患难中间啊，神有的时候借着患难使我们觉醒。
One of them is that God, through sufferings and distress, God wakes us up.
神借着不容易，借着患难，让我们看见我们自己的有限。
Through suffering and through our limited abilities, God allow us to see how limited we are.
呀，让我们看见我们是多么的需要神。
And help us to see that how much we need God.
呀，以至于我们起来呼求神，
so that
起来寻求神。
So that we can rise up to search for in search of the Lord, and we can rise up to cry out to God.
呀，那么还有呢，就是有因着神的恩典啊。让我们就是说能够在舒适的环境中啊，觉悟到自己已经离开神很远了。
And that sometimes even though it's like the comfortable environments, but through suffering God wakes us up to realize that we're actually far from God.
Yeah, 那还有一种情形呢，就是说神有的时候就是也光照我们啊，在言语中啊，光照在言语中，我们觉悟到我们是远离神啊。
And sometimes through words, God led us to see that we have, through our words, God led us to see that we are far away from Him.
就像以赛亚书里面讲到的啊，以赛亚看见神的荣耀的时候，他就俯伏说。我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的。
Just like Isaiah, after he has seen the Lord, he said that his lips are unclean, and he was living among unclean people.
Yeah, 所以呢，上行诗的第一篇呢，是因着神的恩典啊，让我们觉醒过来，让我们就是说，觉得我们实在是需要神。
So the first song of ascent, it's all by God's grace, and it's God's way of awakening us to know that we really need God.
可是呢，感动很好，是不是？感动完了就要怎么样子？
行动。
要行动啊！那么感动了，那个，可是一直不行动的话，那就。一点用处都没有啊。
So when we are moved by the Spirit, that's really great. But what should we do after we're moved by the Spirit? We need to actually move, because otherwise it would not be fruitful.
Yeah. 所以，圣经里面也有个故事啊，有两个兄弟啊。
And in the Bible, there was a story that there are two brothers.
那爸爸呢？让他们去做一件事情。
The father asked each of them to do something.
那弟弟就说：“好啊，好啊，我去做啊。
”The younger brother said, "Yes, yes, I'll do it."
那哥哥就说我不要去做啊。
And then the older brother said, "No, I'm not going to do it."
那结果呢？那个哥哥呢，想想，哎呀，我还是应该听爸爸话，那么就起来去做了啊。
And the older brother thought about it and said, "Oh, I should still listen to my father." So he went ahead and did it.
那弟弟呢，就一直都没有去做啊。
And then the younger brother actually never did it.
那么神是比较。就说真的是悦纳哪一位嘛啊
？So we know who does God, take pleasure in more.
Yeah, 那我们也看到那个那个叫什么浪子的故事，也知道浪子的故事啊。
And we also know the story of the prodigal son.
那么他觉悟到了他自己实在的困境，那么想到说要回家，他就起来。回家的路上走。
After he realized his that he has reached the end, and that he got up and he returned home.
所以那个就是说我们起来行动是非常非常重要的啊。那么一百二十一篇呢，就开始要行动了，是不是？他就要起来了。
And so it's very important for us to actually get up and move for the Lord. So Psalm 121, it's actually a psalm about getting up.
我们念一下子一百二十一篇好不好
？And let us read Psalm 121.
向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。 保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
好，那啊，那么我们就先来看啊，看第一节到第二节啊。
Okay, so let us read. Let's look at verses 1 and 2.
啊，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
他一开始要行天路的时候，他就开始要走以前，他就在要走的时候，他就要向山举目啊。
So when he starts to take the walk on the journey, to go to heaven, he needs to lift up his eyes to the hills, to seek God.
我们看到了啊，他当他向山举目的时候。他就得着信心、能力和帮助啊。
And when he lifts his eyes up to the hill, he receives faith and help from the Lord.
那我们这边就看到了啊，我们第一个呢，我们的他说要向山举目啊。那么第一个呢，就不要看自己啊，我们要走天路的时候，一定要向上看。
The first thing it says that.To lift up our eyes to the hill, and that means that we're not going to look at ourselves, we're going to look up to God.
那罗马书啊，我们看一下7:15-18里边啊。
And let's look at Romans chapter 7,
15 to 18. 我们念一下好不好？这边有，因为。
有我念吗？ Okay. 因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应允律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
是不是？那这个里面就是讲到我们常常想做的善做不出来，不想做的恶偏偏去做。
Here it describes that a lot of the times what we desire to do is good, but we cannot carry it out.But what we don't want to do, we actually end up doing it.
Yeah, 所以假使是我们看我们自己的话，我们就很会灰心，对不对？
And so if we look at ourselves, we're going to be worried.
Yeah, 有的所以有的时候我们立志要每一天要读多少篇圣经啊。
And so sometimes we're determined, oh, every day we're going to read how many, several chapters of the Bible.
Yeah, 可是呢，读着读着都不知道读到哪里去了。
And we read, and then we don't know where we are reading.
对啊，所以呢，常常就真的是很灰心，对不对？
And so a lot of times we're kind of worried.
所以我们呢，就是不能看自己啊。那么灰心了就不做了，对不对？
And sometimes when we're worried and down, we just end up not reading at all. So we can't look at ourselves.
Yeah, 所以我们假使仰望耶稣的话，他把那个渴慕放在我们里面的话，我们就会真的会渴慕的，会去念。
But if we lift up our eyes to the Lord, we wait upon the Lord, God is going to give that longing, to read the Bible, to know His word, and put it inside of us, and we will actually end up.Reading His word.
所以呢，圣经里面也有一句话说，靠着那加我力量的，我凡事都能，是不是？
And so in the Bible it says that through Him who gives me strength, I can do all things.
Yeah, 那说第一个我们要向上看，不能看自己啊。
So number one, we're going to look up, to the Lord, and we can't look at ourselves.
嗯，那么第二个呢？
And then the second point
是看别人，我们会跌倒，我们也不要看别人。
And then the second point is we shouldn't look at other people. If we look at other people, we're going to fall.
Yeah, 那罗马书三章十节讲的什么？说就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
So if we look at Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, there's no one righteous, not even one.
Yeah, 那个不管是多么属灵的人啊，他都有他的软弱和不足，是不是？
No matter how spiritual a person can be, or maybe, he or she is going to have some weakness or limitation.
Yeah, 所以假使说我们看人的话，那么早早晚晚会跌倒的。
So if we look to someone, a person, one day, sooner or later, we're going to fall.
Yeah, 很多的时候，我们信主啊，就是因为基督徒的良善呐、啊，基督徒的爱心啊，基督徒的平安喜乐吸引我们来信耶稣，是不是？
A lot of the times when we become Christians, it's because of Christians' kindness, goodness, their love, but and that draws us near to love the Lord.
但是呢，我们信了神的时候，我们就要单单的看神。
But after we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we can only look to God.
Yeah, 因为我们是信神啊，不是信人。
Because we believe in God, we don't believe in people.
所以第二个是说，让我们不要去看人。第三个呢，是我们假设看环境的话，会害怕。
So the second point wants us not to look at people. And the third point says, if we look at our environment or our surrounding, we're going to be afraid.
Yeah, 在那个马太福音十四章二十九节到三十节十四章那边。
In Matthew chapters 14,
yeah,
29 to 30.
Yeah, 那边呢讲到是说门徒他们坐着船啊先走了，那么耶稣呢后来在晚上在海上行走来找门徒啊。
So there it is, that's the story when the disciples were on the boat and left and Jesus was walking on the water towards them.
Yeah, 开始的时候门徒以为是什么鬼怪了啊，那么耶稣说是我不要怕啊。
In the beginning, the disciples thought it was a ghost, but Jesus said, it's me, do not be worried.
那么彼得就说，主啊，假使是你的话，叫我从水上走过来啊，来找你。
And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water.
那耶稣就说，来吧。然后呢，彼得就跨出船，就在水上走了。
And Jesus said, come. And then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus.
走了几步之后，一看呀，旁边的风浪那么大。
While he was walking on the water, he realized that the wind and he saw the wind and he was afraid.
他就开始掉下去了啊。
And he started to sink.
那这个就是这边讲的啊。那么他说主啊救我。
And then Peter cried out to the Lord, Lord save me.
呀，那么主就把他救起来了，是不是？那我们是说看环境的话，我们就会害怕，就是要定睛的看待主啊。
And Jesus took out his hand and saved him. So if we look at our environment, our surrounding, we are going to be afraid.
那箴言二十四章十节也讲到啊。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10
说，你在患难之日若胆怯。你的力量就微小。
24:10 it says that if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength?
那我们患难之日怎么胆怯呢？就是因为看到环境，看到患难，我们就胆怯，是不是？
Why would we falter in times of trouble? It's because we're looking at our environment. our surrounding.
Yeah, 我们的力量就微小啊。
When we look at our situations, then our strength will be little.
那么所以呢，我们也不能看环境，我们还是要向上仰望啊，向上看。
And so we can't really look at our situations either. We need to once again look at God.
嗯，那么我们刚才念到说向山举目，是不是往上看？那是看什么呢？啊，那么是仰望耶和华。我们当我们看向上向山看的时候。是真的是只是看山吗？我们是看啊，仰望神啊。
And what does it mean to lift up our eyes to the hills? Does it really mean we're looking up on the hills? Not really. We're looking up towards Jehovah our God.
嗯，那么我们来看一看，我们仰望神，我们这位神是怎么样子一位神
？And let's take a look at how we can look upon.God, wait upon the Lord, and what kind of God this is.
Yeah, 那个西番雅书三章十七节啊。
西番雅。
西番雅。
What's the English word?
对啊，那我们一起来念一下啊。
Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17.
一起念一下啊，这边就有啊。你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间，必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。啊，我们这神是怎么样子一位神呢？我们这一位神是大有能力的，是不是？是创造宇宙天地的主。
What kind of God is our God? Our God here it says that He is mighty to save.
啊，而且呢是施行拯救，是不是？
And he also saves His people.
Yeah, 他救我们脱离死亡，脱离罪恶，是不是
？He saves us from death, from sins.
嗯，然后呢，他在我们中间啊，神在我们中间。神永恒的心意就是要与人同住，是不是
？And he is among us, and his internal will is to abide in us.
呀，在创世纪的时候啊，神啊与在伊甸园与人同住啊。
In Genesis, God was in the Garden of Eden, living with the people.
啊，人犯了罪啊，赶出伊甸园。可是在，在旷野的时候，神还是住在会幕中间。
And after the people sinned in the Garden of Eden, and was kicked out of the Garden of Eden,
神住在圣殿里面，在旧约的时候。
And God was still with them, the Israelites, in the deserts, and then God was with them and lived in the temple.
呀、yeah, ，在新约的时候，耶稣啊、是住在我们中间，丰丰富富的，有恩典，有真理。
So God was with us in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, He's still with us. He lives among us, abundantly, with grace and truth.
Yeah.那耶稣的名字也叫以马内利啊。
And the name of Jesus is Emmanuel.Emmanuel.
那个耶稣啊，那个复活升天之后呢，就怎么样了呢
？And what happened after Jesus died and raised was raised from the dead from death and then went to heaven.
那圣灵就住在我们中间。
And then after Jesus
就住在我们里面。
And after Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit is now living among us.
到启示录讲到最后的时候。神的帐幕在人间啊。
All the way until in Revelation it says that God's tabernacle is going to be among the people.
所以神是喜悦住在我们中间的神。
And so our God is a God who takes pleasure in living among us.
而且呢，他因你的欢欣喜乐，默然爱你啊，他因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你的喜乐而欢呼。那么神不但住在我们中间，神还爱我们，对不对
And here it says, He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. So God not only takes delight to live among us, He also loves us.
那而且呢，他是希望我们是啊喜乐的，是不是
？And his desire for us is so that we are joyful.
神在一直说你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
God kept saying that you need to be joyful. I will say it once again, rejoice.
我们要靠着主喜乐。
We're going to rejoice in the Lord.
所以我们的神是个喜乐的神。
So our God is a God who is joyful.
那么而且呢，当我们喜乐的时候，神好开心。
So when we're joyful, when we rejoice in the Lord, our God is really happy.
所以我们看到我们仰望的神是怎么样子一位神，是大有能力的主啊，是施行拯救的，是住在我们中间，而且因我们那个啊默然爱我们，因我们的喜乐而欢呼的神。
And so we can see what kind of a God it is, the God that we love. He is mighty to save. He saves us in our sufferings. He takes great delight in us.And he to abide in us, and he loves us.
那圣经啊，我这边提到了一个圣经的中心经节，我们都知道是什么。
And we know that we're going to talk about a verse that is the core of the Bible. And what is it?
Core.Actually, it's middle of the
middle of the Bible. I thought you were talking about foundation. Middle.
Yeah, 他就是说，把新约、旧约多少verse 多少经节，然后找出最中间的那一节经节。
Oh, okay. So actually, the middle. If you split the Bible and have the middle part, the middle of the Bible, it's the If you split it into halves, what's the middle verse of the Bible?
就像我们一个手有五只指头，那么中指是最中间的，那么所以最中间的这一节是诗篇118篇第八节。
And so just like our hand, we have five fingers. The middle finger is in the middle. Psalm 118 verse 8 is the middle of the middle chapter verse of the Bible.
那他说投靠耶和华的强势倚靠人。
So Psalm 118 verse 8 it says it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man.
所以这也是你刚才讲的，也是 core， 也是他的中心思想。
So it is in a way, in a sense, the core, the essence of the Bible.
Yeah, 所以神真的就是我们看的这些，我们真的是觉得。这个圣经真的是神的默示啊，不是随便来的。你看我们中间的那一节就是神的中心思想啊。
And if you take a look close look at the Bible, you know that all of the Bible is revelations from God. It's not, you know, written by man alone. Even the middle verse of the Bible has the whole essence, the core.Of what the Bible is about, the Word of God is about.
那我们在新约里面，我们不但是仰望耶和华，我们也仰望主耶稣，是不是
？And in the New Testament, not only do we look up to our God Jehovah, we also look up to Jesus.
那希伯来十二章二节说。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 it says, let us look upon our Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
那我们仰望耶稣的话，耶稣真的是会保守我们的信心，直到那日啊。保守我们所交付给他的，直到那日啊。
And so when we look upon Jesus, he's going to keep what we give him until the day he comes.
那希伯来书也说 我们所以我们可以放胆的说，主是帮助我们的，我必不惧怕，人能够把我怎样呢？
So verse 13, chapter 13, verse 6, we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
那罗马书三八章三十一节也就说，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
So Romans chapter 8, verse 31.And it says that, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, what can be against us?
那所以我们仰望耶稣的话，我们可以我们得到帮助，我们得到能力啊，那个啊，这是我们讲到仰望啊，我们举目向山，向山看看什么呢？看仰望神。仰望耶稣,
And so when we look up to God, we can receive help, we can receive strength from Him.
那我们下面来问一个问题，我们怎么样子的仰望呢?
And the next question then is, how do we look up to God? How do we lift our eyes to God?
好，那我们第一个看到的一节经文，我们一起来念啊，箴言。
So the verse we're going to read is Proverbs chapter 22, verse
18-19. 那么我们依靠耶和华，就是仰望耶和华，依靠耶和华啊。那要怎么样呢？心中存气，嘴上咬定，这变为美。心中存气什么呢？
So here it says, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So what are we keeping in our hearts right now?
我们存气什么？存气神的应许，是不是？
We're keeping God's promises in our hearts.
存气神的是怎么样子一位神啊？我们刚才讲神是一位什么大有能力施行拯救的，是，而且呢，神是爱我们的啊。
And we're keeping God's nature in our hearts. So, what is God like? He is mighty to save. He's ready to save us, and He abides in us, and He loves us.
当我们假使说能够存记这些的话，我们就不会害怕。我们看到民数记啊。
And when we keep all of these promises and God's nature in our hearts, then we will not be afraid.
那个
Let's look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Right?
Yeah. 那我们就
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且应聘他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
这个就是当以色列人他们一出埃及的时候，他们就到了应许之地的边边上了，可是他们派十二个探子去看那个地的时候啊，看见那个那边的民好高大，他们就害怕了。那么只有约书亚跟贾勒两个人是说是说的，就是说神与我们同在，不要害怕，上去啊，我们必能够得那地。
And this verse was is referencing when the Israelites came out of Egypt and was almost on the borders of the Promised Land, and they sent out 12 spies to the land of Canaan to see, and all of the spies, only two, Joshua and Caleb, they were strong and courageous, and this verse is talking about how they shouldn't be afraid to take on God's promised land.
Yeah, 这个就是当我们来依靠他，不是当我们来那个存记他的神的应许命令的时候啊啊，我们就是来依靠神，就是仰望神啊。那么嘴上咬定呢，就是说当我们啊，当我们就是说知道神的应许啊。可是呢还是会害怕有的时候啊。
And so when we keep God's promises in our hearts and when we keep it to our lips that we proclaim, even when that happens, sometimes we are still afraid even when we have God's promises.
所以我们这时候就要嘴上咬定，要宣告出来。
And so this is when we're going to have to not only keep it in our hearts, we have to have them ready on our lips to proclaim.
哎，不是啊，还没有啊。
在前一个
还没有，还是啊。
嗯
哦，那我没写啊，我没写那个。那所以呢，我们就是说，不但是要。啊，记得神的应许，记得神的话啊，我们还要宣告出来。那在应该是民数记14:28里面说什么呢？说我指着我的永生启示，我必照你们达到我耳中的话来带你们。
Okay, so in Numbers chapter 14:28, it says, So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say.
那所以当我们就是说仰望神的时候啊，我们也要来宣告神的话。那么当我们宣告神的话的时候，不但使我们信心会坚强起来，比较不害怕，而且呢。而且因为神的话是带着能力的，是不是？而且呢，神也要照我们口中的话来带我们。
So when we lift our eyes to the Lord, we're going to not only keep it and keep God's promises in our hearts, we have to be ready to proclaim it with our lips, because our God is a God who, according to Numbers 14 chapter 14 verse 28 says that he's a God who will do to us the very things that he hears us saying. So we need to proclaim and abide in the Lord when we proclaim.
Okay. 好，那这是我们看到的第一节，第二节讲到了我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来啊。
And that's the first two verses. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Oh, 那个啊，还有一个，我们刚才讲到了，就是说口中心中存记，口中咬定。那么第二个呢，就我们念一下是希伯来书12:1-2里面讲。
So earlier we were talking about keeping God's promises in our hearts and proclaiming it and have it ready on our lips. Then we're going to also look at Hebrews chapter 12. Chapter 12, verses 1-8. 1 and 2.
First part.
Chapter
12.
Okay.
我们一起念一下啊。我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩环绕我们，就要放下各样的重担，脱去曾缠累我们的罪，存心等待奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣， 所以我们要奔走天路的时候啊，他说什么呢？要放下各样的重担，脱去残累我们的罪啊，仰望主耶稣，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，是不是？
So when we, I'm sorry. So when we run on this journey back to the heaven, as a Christian, it says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance with the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith."
那所以呢，我们要奔这个天路，要仰望主耶稣的奔这个天路的时候啊，要放下各样的重担。
And when we want to look up to the Lord to and run with perseverance this race, we need to throw off of everything that hinders any kind of burden.
Yeah, 像这个重担的话啊，重担有的时候不一定是不好的东西。
These kind of burdens are not necessarily bad things.
Yeah, 我们看到那个撒母耳上十七章里面讲到。
And we see that in the 1 Samuel chapter 17.
讲到有一个大有个巨人哥利亚，是不是？
And it talks about a giant, Goliath.
那大卫呢要去打哥利亚的时候，扫罗很开心啊，就把他自己的那个盔甲给大卫穿上啊。
And Saul was really happy that David was going to go and fight the giant, so he gave him the armor.
Yeah, 那个盔甲是好东西嘛？打仗的时候是应该要穿盔甲的啊，可以保护啊。
The armor is something that is good, and especially when we're fight when during war, you know, battles, it will help to protect you.
那可是扫罗个子好高大，那么大卫穿上他那个盔甲的时候，动都不能动了。
But Saul was such a tall warrior that when David, as a teenager, wore it, he couldn't even move.
Yeah, 所以呢，就是变成他的重担了啊。
And so,
所以他后来把他脱了，那么然后跑得很快啊。
And so something that was good.Actually became a burden, so he had to take it off. David took it off, and so he was able to move faster.
那所以我们就是说奔跑天路的时候，有些重担我们要除掉啊。
So when we run this race back to heaven, this journey, so there are some burdens that we need to take off.
Yeah, 像有些事情啊，我现在就想起一件。圣经经节里面讲说，我什么事情都可以做，啊，但是呢，不是都有益处。那什么事情都可以做，可是不受它的辖制，啊，什么任何的东西啊，变成我们的辖制，虽然是好的，变成我们的辖制，都是我们的重担啊。
And so this reminds me of a verse that I can that Paul says that I can do all things. But not everything is beneficial, and that even everything that I do, anything that I do, when it becomes some kind of, it puts on some restriction on me, then it no longer, and it becomes a burden, then it no longer is something that we should have in this journey.
然后呢，他还说呢，说脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And it says to get rid of the sins that easily entangles.
那罪呢也是拦阻我们奔跑天路的啊。
And this sin is something actually that hinders us from running this race.
那罪呢有很多很多，是不是？
And there are different kinds of sins.
那可是在这一节圣经里面。讲到的罪是个单数，是不是单数？
Yeah, but here the sin that talks of that is here, it says sin is not plural, it's singular.
所以是一个罪啊。那么一个罪最重要的一个罪是什么罪呢？我们看到希伯来书第三章第十二节。
And since here it talks about it's singular, it's just sin instead of sins, we're going to look at what kind of sin that it's referring to. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
他说弟兄们你们要谨慎免得你们中间有人存着不幸的恶心把永生神离弃了。
Okay, and here it says, see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. And the biggest sin, the greatest sin of all is having a sinful, unbelieving heart.
Yeah, 我们因为不幸的恶心，所以我们不够敬畏。
Because of sinful, unbelieving heart, we don't have enough devotion for the Lord. We don't fear the Lord enough.
因为不幸的恶心，所以我们会抱怨。
Because of sinful, unbelieving heart, we complain.
是啊，所以呢，一切的罪，实际上我们想想看，真的都是因着我们不幸的恶心。
And if you think about it, all the different kinds of sins there are, they all come from the root of the sinful, unbelieving heart.
所以我们奔跑天路的时候，我们真的是要常常的来仰望耶稣，来真的是求神的恩典，除去我们不幸的恶心，脱去我们残累我们的罪，脱去我们那个不幸的恶心。
So when we run this race that is marked out for us, we need to really ask God's grace. We need to take on God's grace to throw off the everything that hinders and to get rid of a sinful, unbelieving heart.
好，这是第一节、第二节啊。那我们现在再看下面的。
And this is verse 1 to 2 in Psalms chapter 121. Let's look at the rest of the psalm.
可能要讲得快一点啊。第三节第四节说，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉啊。
And here it says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
那么我们是讲到，不叫你，这边是讲到，就是说，神是保护我们脚不跌倒，也保护我们的性命，保护我们不失脚。
Here it says that God is a God who helps us not to fall. He will protect our lives.
这边的那个诗，那个经节，大家可以自己去看了啊。那我下面要讲的一个呢，就是说，前面讲到保护你的脚摇动，不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的臂不打盹，然后说保护以色列的也不打盾，也不睡觉。 那么为什么这个地方又重复，好像有点重复，是不是？又特别提出保护以色列的。那我们看一看，以色列在这边是什么意思？我们知道以色列是这个字最早出现是哪里？ 创世纪什么地方呢？对，那是在亚伯渡口，是不是？那当以色列从那个乌尔他那个拉班，他舅舅那边回，要回到那个他们的家的时候啊，回到那么就是过亚伯渡那个渡口的时候，那么有一个。 天使来跟雅各摔跤啊，那么结果摔了一个晚上，那么到了天使要走的时候，那么雅各呢就说不让天使走，那么就那个不是先头是。 摔跤摔了一个晚上，然后那个天使呢就摸了雅各的脚大腿窝，那么他就瘸了啊。那么天使要走，雅各不给他走，一定要让他给他祝福啊。那么后来天使呢就说了一句话啊，就啊，我们先打下来，我们这样看。
Okay, so to quickly summarize, so in Psalm 121, here verses 3 and 4, it says he will, basically verse 3 says God will protect you, and then verse 4 it says again, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber, meaning he will protect you. And why does it repeat twice? So that gives us, a reference going back to Israel. When was Israel first mentioned in the Bible? And it was first mentioned in Genesis when God renamed Jacob Israel. And that was when a servant of the Lord came and fought with Jacob. And then at the end, Jacob became lamb, and then Jacob laid hold of him and said, give me blessings, otherwise I will not let you go. And that's when he renamed him Israel.
Yeah, 那我们看啊，以色列的那个意思是说啊 God's prevail, 就是上帝胜过的意思。
Okay, and if you read in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, the meaning of Israel, and the meaning of Israel.
等一下。
Okay, 对不起。就是以色列的是神胜过的意思。Okay, so Israel means God's prevail.
那么就是说神胜过人个性上的软弱。那他使雅各认识自己，并且靠主胜过自己的软弱，这就是神在以色列身上的荣耀，就在雅各身上。那以色列原文的字义呢，也是让神征战。那么所以创世纪32:28说，他说因为你与神与人较力都得胜了，我们的那个版本写的是这样子，对不对？那
So here it says, God prevails over human weaknesses, and that He allows Jacob to know himself, and that. So when Jacob trusts in the Lord, he can. When we trust in the Lord, we can overcome our own weaknesses, and this is what God wants to do on Israel, and to show His glory. And Israel also, the original word also has the meaning, let God contend for you, and in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, the servant of the Lord said to Jacob, says, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome.
Yeah, 那可是更准确的翻译应该是说，你让神征战，你就胜过了人。
And the more, the better translation of it is that when you let God contend for you, then you have overcome all.
Yeah, 因为我那个时候看到这一节32:28的时候，我就不太懂为什么这样子讲啊。我是觉得是说下面那个翻译好像真的是比较那个啊。那么雅各在亚伯渡口。雅各呢原先的名字的意思是什么？
抓
是不是？
And so the meaning of Jacob, the original meaning of Jacob means to grab onto it.
那么雅各呢一生也是，他没有出生的时候他就抓着他哥哥的腿 想要快点出生啊，就抓着。
So all his life he was trying to contend, trying to hold on to something. Even before he was born, he held on to his brother's ankle because he wanted to be first.
然后呢，他又用一个一碗红汤。去抓到那个长子的名分，是不是？
And with a bowl of soup, he cheated and got the blessings for the firstborn child.
然后呢，再有呢，他又跟他妈妈利百加，两个人用骗的方法去抓住了。他爸爸的祝福。
And with his mother, Rebecca, and he cheated so that he received the blessings from Abraham.
Yeah, 那他就是说
Isaac, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. 那他一生呢，就是在亚伯渡口以前，都是在用他自己的聪明啊，用他自己的计算器来抓东西啊。
And so before, before he was at the fort of the Jabbok, he was using his own human ways to get what he wanted, to hold on to what he wanted.
那么在亚伯渡口，他被神摸倒了以后啊。
But after he crossed the fort of the Jabbok.And he was touched by the Lord.
那么虽然就是说他瘸了，是不是？
Even though he became lame.
那么失去了天然的那个能力，可是他抓住了神。
And he lost his human strength, but he held on to the Lord.
那么他以后的雅各就变成以色列的，他就是一直紧紧的抓住神。
And after that, Jacob becomes Israel, and he's holding tightly onto the Lord.
Yeah, 是说抓住神的人不用自己的力量，不是自己去征战，而是让神去征战。
Okay, and so whoever lay hold of the Lord, laid hold of God, does not use his or her own strength. They don't contend for themselves. They let God contend for them.And that's the meaning of Israel.
那我们知道以后呢，雅各变成以色列，慢慢的他生命就越来越丰满啊。
And we know that as Jacob becomes Israel, gradually his life became more and more abundant.
当那个以色列他们就是全家搬到那个埃及的时候啊。
And when Israel and the rest of his family moved to Egypt.
那么埃及的王法老还请以色列帮他祝福，是不是？
And the Pharaoh in Egypt also asked Israel, which is who's Jacob, to bless him.
以前的话，祝福都是高的。
In the past, when it comes to blessing, is whoever is higher blesses whoever is lower.
So we also see that Israel really has the glory of the Lord on his head. So the Pharaoh will send him to bless him.
And from here, we can see that Israel had glory and authority with him, and that's why Pharaoh asked him to bless him.
那所以在这边呢，就是特别的提到以色列的时候，也是让我们就是说想到啊，我们就是说不要靠人的方法啊，那是要真的是来依靠神，仰望神。那
And here it reminds us that we're not going to use the ways of human ways to do to obtain certain things. We need to look onto the Lord.Wait upon the Lord and to ask Him to help us.
那我们看耶利米书啊，九章二十三节、二十四节。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
我们一起念好不好啊？耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。 财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行可爱公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的啊。下面零后十二章九节到十节，我们来念看啊。他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
Okay, here, so Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight. And in, also in 2 Corinthians chapter 12,Verse 9 to 10, and it says, nine is right. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
这就是以色列的意思啊。那么我们再看下面的几节。
And this is what Israel means.
我们看五节、六节、七节、八节，我们一起念啊。第一个啊，第五节，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边庇庇你。好。
白日在太阳地上，他都在我们的右边。
后面啊，五节、六节、七节、八节是讲到主全备的、完全的保护啊。那主说保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边荫庇你啊。那么就是表示神是无论在何地，他都在我们的右边啊。那主都保护我们，在像约书亚第一章啊。
Okay, so verses 5 through 8, it's all about God's protection, and these are kind of like paraphrases of verses 5 through 8. And verse 5, it says that the Lord watches over you, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. Basically, it means that wherever you go, God is right next to you, ready to protect you.
Yeah.那个神跟约书亚说，你要刚强壮胆，无论你往何处去啊，我都与你同在。
And so God said to Joshua, says, be strong and courageous. No matter where you go, I will be with you.
因为神都在他的右边，是不是
？And because God,
这是神的应许。
Because God will always be at His right hand, and that is the promise of God.
然后在诗篇十六篇里面说
and look, in Psalm 16,
我将耶和华常摆在我的右边，我就心欢喜灵快乐，肉身也要安然居住。
So Psalm 16 verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
所以呢，我神的应许他常在我们的右边保护我们啊，不管我们走到哪里去。 那我们呢也要常常把神摆在我们的右边，我们要knowledge， 我们要就说知道神在我们的右边啊。神实际上在我们的右边，可是我们有的时候不知道，所以我们要 knowledge 神在我们的右边。
So, 16 of chapter 16 verse 8. So, here he also tells us that God is always at our right hand, but we know that we also need to acknowledge that God is at our right hand. Not only is He there to protect us, we need to acknowledge it and fear the Lord.
那第六节呢是讲到白天晚上神都保护我们，是不是？就是无论何时神都保护。第一个讲无论何地，我们不管走到哪里，神保守我们。第二个讲无论何时神保守我们。
So verse 5 was talking about no matter where you go, God is going to protect you. Verse 6, it talks about the day and the night. It means that no matter what, whenever, God is going to protect you all the time.
第七节呢是说免受一切的灾害啊。
And verse 7 says that it keeps you from all harm.
Yeah, 所以神的保护是无所不包的啊。
And God's protection is covers all.
啊，那第八节是说啊，从今时直到永远。所以神的保护就是一直的，从今时一直到永远。
In verse 8, it says that God's protection is both now and forevermore.
所以呀，这个是我们讲到主的保守是完备、全备的啊，时地啊啊各样的，他都保守啊。
And here it talks about God's promises, God's protection.It's not limited by time, not limited by location, where you are. It covers all harm, prevents all harm, and it's forever.
好，那这个是我们今天分享的第一诗篇第一百二十一篇。
This is Psalm 121, God's promise.
呀，那大家坐了很久了啊，那我们就来唱一首诗歌。那这首诗歌呢，是要大家站起来动一动啊，然后小朋友带着我们表演啊，不是带着我们做动作。那我们一方面动一动，一方面真的是借着这个诗歌，我们更希望就是说更。记得这个一百二十一篇里面的信息，给我们的信息啊。
Okay, since we've been sitting for a while, we're gonna get up, we're gonna worship and move around.
什么？
Just like children, and be, worship.
Oh, oh, 真的要关掉。
And this song is to remind us of what we learned today.
没有，就是敬拜那个神有讲到说圣灵运行，圣灵运行是在就是圣灵推进推动，所以讯息就是说，我们在敬拜时，我们身体要动起来，基本上我们要动，就是要动，那个圣灵的功才会大。像我们常常去参加一个团体，但很害羞，大家在跳舞啊，所以我们都没动，我们是没办法融入那个感觉，但是当我们动起来，就进到那里面。 所以我这最近神也给我看到很多的家庭方教会，他们敬拜是敬拜完大家流汗，他们的全身动起来，然后发现这神的讯息要我们动起来，神要做事，应该神要祝福下来在我身上。那今天那个牧师也讲到，就是有感动，神有感动，但是都没动，我没动就神就这个祝福就卡住，就这么黑下来。但神现在给我讯息说，他要祝福我们，我们要动起来，我们要动配合神这样。感谢神。
请周师母给我们祝福好吗？最后，愿天父的恩惠，愿天父的慈爱，主耶稣基督的恩惠和圣灵的感动，常与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在，从今时直到永远。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。
Thank you.
有谁？